Hey guys, Coach Christy here, coming to you from the porch of my tack room here at Savvy Dreams Acres in central Iowa. It's unusual for me to look to record a podcast so soon after having already recorded one, but one of my listeners asked me a question about something I mentioned in my previous podcast, and I thought that might be a good thing for us to talk about. So the question was about the brief mention I had about how Maxie, my first horse to level 4 in the Pirelli Natural Horsemanship Program, how she taught me about forgiveness. And so here's the story, okay? In 2005, I signed up for and went to a course on the Pirelli campus in Redick, Florida that was 10 weeks long. That course was called The School. The reason for my going to that course was to get to be a Pirelli professional. That is why I was there. And I was super focused. I was super committed. I had made a promise to my husband that if we spent the money and made the sacrifices for me to go to this course, that I would do whatever it would take for me to become a successful Pirelli licensed professional. About 5 weeks into this course, what I realized was that I had a whole lot more to learn than what I thought I was there to learn. So a little backstory for me on who I was in my 20s and even a little bit through my 30s. I had a decent childhood. I was never physically, sexually abused, neglected in terms of being like super hungry or anything like that. I know that there are lots of folks out there that have had much more challenging childhoods than I did. But for me, my childhood was challenging. My mother was not a part of my life from the time I was about 6 months old until I was almost 13. And then because I wanted to be involved with my mother and defied my father at 13, then he removed himself from my life, and I didn't have a very good relationship with him until I was well into my 20s. So at one time or another, I felt abandoned by one or the other parent. And by the time I was in my 20s, I had the mindset of, you know, if that the only person I could count on was me, and that I had something to prove to everybody. I wasn't going to be that, you know, broken home kid who had multiple children from multiple fathers and stuck on, you know, public assistance and things like that. Like, I was going to make something of myself if it killed me, right? And so with that came a whole lot of, like, something to prove and a chip on my shoulder. And what got attached to that was a whole lot of brace and, I don't even know what the right words are, but intensity, right? I was a very aggressive and intense young woman in my 20s and even a good portion of my 30s, and it shows up every once in a while now as well. So fast forward to this school, this 10-week school in Florida, and I have that thought in my head, like, it's up to me. If I want it, the only person I can count on is me. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to, you know, prove it to them. This whole thing is running through my mind, right? And one morning on a weekend, on a Saturday, when we were supposed to be giving our horses some time off and taking some reflection time for ourselves, I was in the lodge on the Pirelli campus in Florida having breakfast, reading through the theory guide for the what used to be level 3. And inside the theory guide of that pack was a section where Pat talked about be careful of your thoughts. And it's a quote that has been accredited to lots of different folks, but the basic gist of the quote is be careful of your thoughts because your thoughts become your words. Be careful of your words because your words become your actions. Be careful of your actions because your actions become your character. And be careful of your character because your character creates your reality. So my thoughts were, you owe it to me. I'm going to prove it to you. You know, I'm tougher than anybody and I'm never going to give up. And some really intense, hardcore, like get her done kind of thoughts. And those are good things. They've served me in a lot of different ways. But Maxie, my first horse to level four, is the kind of horse who is not going to tolerate someone trying to make her do anything. You have to get her to want to do it. So I read this passage in the Pirelli Theory Guide, and it starts percolating and swirling around in my brain. Be careful of your thoughts. Be careful of your thoughts. Be careful of your thoughts. And I head out to play with my horse. Earlier that week, I had heard from someone on campus that the real standard for what was then level three, which is more like level four now, the real standard for level three riding was that you could do all of the Pirelli patterns, walk, trot, and canter with your arms folded. And the most difficult pattern is called a cloverleaf. So there's turning involved. So not just like follow a rail or follow a trail with your arms folded, but can you turn, walk, trot, and canter? So I set out that morning, like, we're going to hash this out. You and me, Maxie, we're going to figure out how to do cloverleaf patterns, walk, trot, and canter with my arms folded. Well, the hard part of that deal was I couldn't get her to do a cloverleaf pattern at the walk. And I set out straight away to try to achieve it at the canter because I knew that was the standard for what I needed to be able to move on through the professionals program. So you add one human who's super committed, focused, and determined, and one horse who is not going to be forced to do anything she doesn't want to do, and what you end up with is a big old argument. So for, you know, probably 30, 45 minutes, I got into an epic disagreement with Maxie. And, you know, I was whacking her with my stick. We were both breathing hard and sweaty. And the whole time, the concept of be careful of your thoughts, be careful of your thoughts, be careful of your thoughts was whirling around in my brain. And finally, I just stop her. And luckily, I was on campus or in that spot anyway by myself because anyone around me would have thought I was a crazy person. But finally, I just stop her and I say out loud, like, fine, what are my thoughts that are getting in my way? You know what my thoughts were? I was hanging on to resentment and anger towards my parents. I had something to prove because of my childhood. And that was costing me a price that I finally realized I was unwilling to pay. The price was I wanted my relationship with my horse to be magical. I didn't want it to be mechanical. I didn't want to force her to do anything. I didn't want all the sweat and tears and dust. I wanted us to enjoy each other. And there was no space for her to enjoy me because I was too busy trying to prove a point. I had this big old chip on my shoulder, and what I had to realize was I had to let it go. And I had people in my life tell me that before that. You know, I had lots of folks, well-meaning, you know, people in my life say, listen, this chip on your shoulder is harming you. You need to find a way to let it go. And I understood them on an intellectual basis. I get it. You know, I got it in a, you know, in a technical sense, but I didn't know how to do that. So in this case, the how came from realizing what that mindset was costing me. And in that moment, deciding that that was too big of a price to pay. And what I've come to learn since then is that what I thought in the moment was that Maxie taught me how to forgive anyone I felt like might have done me wrong, right, in my childhood. And what I've even grown to learn now is that I don't even need to forgive them. There's nothing to forgive when someone is doing the best they can with what they know how to do given the circumstances. And I know that that was the case for my parents. They did the best they could. You can't do any better than the tools you have available to you. They did the best they could. So it's not even about forgiveness anymore for me. It's more about just recognizing that that's the case. They did the best they could. Now, that doesn't mean that I forget about the lessons that I learned in my childhood. I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are some positive things that came from me struggling as a kid. I'm very independent, and I'm really determined, and have a lot of belief in myself about my ability to handle things for myself. I think that's a good thing. It just needs to be balanced with understanding that partnerships are important too, and that it's okay for me to ask for help. So for me, guys, forgiveness isn't about forgetting the lesson that I learned from any given situation. I'm going to remember the lessons, but I can forgive anyone for any kind of what might be perceived as wrongdoing, because I know in my heart that everyone's just doing the best they can. So there you go. Shelley, you weren't sure about the story that I was talking about in my book with Maxie. It's the one about forgiveness. And I hope that helps you a little bit, guys. I'm about to start my online sidekick course here in about 15 minutes. But I thought I would just take a little bit of time here and try to get my thoughts out on forgiveness and what that might be costing you if you're unable to forgive in your horsemanship journey. I hope you find it helpful, and that wherever you are in the world, you're having a super fantastic day. I'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for stopping in. Bye.